All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, September 20th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a big MLB Friday slate, 12 games today. So it should be a fun day of DFS and plenty of DFS action heading into the weekend. I think we also have three-game college football slate today. So good luck to all your to you all on slates today. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there was a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So we will be right back at it tomorrow. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here and let's get our questions rolling. We'll start with questions in the Discord first, as always, and then we will jump over to any questions coming in from the live YouTube chat. So let me pull in today's questions. I didn't get a chance to pull them in before. So it looks like we have one from Sammy. Looks like Interrogator is having some success. Congrats, Interrogator. Got a couple additional questions here. So let's queue these up and then we will dive right in. All right, looks like two more. All right, so let's get rocking and rolling. First question, hey Andrew, let's say I am setting a rule of under example 20%. Is it possible to add a sub rule or less than 5% for NFL showdown, or will they conflict with each other? So it sounds like we're trying to write two rules, right? So maybe let's go to, you know, Sunday, NFL, take one of these showdowns that are coming up. So you could come in here and it kind of depends what you're looking to do, right? So the first thing I would do is start with the smaller rule where it's saying use at least one player, you know, leave group by unchecked. And then, you know, maybe you only want to do this for the flex. I don't know, where, you know, the requirement is my own is less than five. Right. And then I save that. And then I could do a second rule that also says, hey, use at least one, my own less than 20. Now I'm almost positive, and we're going to test this just to be sure. I'm almost positive that one player will not satisfy both rules. And the reason I think that is based on like how the stacking rules work in MLB, right? Like if you want 2-3 stacks, then you write two different rules, and 1-3 stack does not satisfy both. Each rule gets satisfied individually. So we can just test this, right? So I just ran this build. And it looks like, okay, we have one person under 5%, one person under 20. Did I leave both selected? I think I left both selected for the second rule. So we could even turn this off, adjust, and then rebuild. So now I'm doing this only for the flexes, right? So now both rules should be set up the same. Oops, nope. Don't want to do that. Cancel. All right. So now it's the same for the flexes. So let's let these lineups build. So now what I'm expecting to see is two players under 20% per lineup. So Doolin under five. So maybe one player is satisfying both. Okay, so based on what I'm seeing here, it looks like one player can. So what I would do is I would change the 20% rule to say use at least two while leaving the ownership under five as is. So basically the under five people are going to be captured in the 20. Well, then you're adding a second rule or a second requirement to add a second player that is separate from that one. So this is actually the way I would do it. So let's try this one more time. Okay, we see Downs and Ogletree, check. Downs and Gould, check. Grants and Gould, check. Carter Doolin, check. Yeah, see, so this is going to be the way to do it. So write two rules, one with one player under 5%, and then the second rule with two players under 20. That way a second player is indeed used. So this will work. All right, glad we were able to get Sammy an answer there. Next question for NFL. I know we can select what we like for primary and secondary. What would be the approach for a third mini stack on the old build if I wanted to have the same lineup in multiple single entries, just have one under lineups? Does single fill do that now, or is there a different way to have a duplicated lineup like before? Thanks. Okay, so two questions here. So the first one is talking about you would basically just use rules for this. So what I would do is say, you know, rule one, let me just get rid of all these other ones from other tests we've done. So the first one is maybe I want a quarterback and a wide receiver together, right? So then what I could do is I could do this a couple different ways. I could come into stack advanced and then I could say, hey, use one quarterback with at least one, maybe wide receiver tight end. So greater than or equal to one. And that's all I want, right? Quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, save. Now what I want, it would be a second stacking rule where I go advanced and I could say use equal to zero quarterbacks. And maybe I want a position player. So, you know, maybe I want exactly one position player with one position player on the other team. And then this would be rule two. Or this one should have been one. So then now that my first rule is my quarterback and my receiver, and then I have a mini stack, and then maybe I want like my, maybe I want a second mini stack, right? So I think that was what the question was. Like, hey, how can I have a third mini stack, right? Then I would write one more. Advanced, you know, running back, wide receiver, tight end, say equal to one with one wide receiver, running back, tight end on the other team. And then name this three. So then now I have three rules. So let's see if these build. All right, we're just waiting for lineups to build now. Uh-oh, we might have broke it. This should work. In theory, it should work. So the build failed. So I'm going to have to test this a little more off stream to figure out how to write three rules. Three stacking rules and I'm going to basically send this in to get myself a reminder. So QB plus one, 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 secondary, one, one, secondary. Because you have three receivers, two running backs, one tight end, one flex. So one of the receivers gets used with the quarterback. That leaves you two receivers, two running backs, a tight end, and a flex. It should be able to work. So I'm going to send this in, and I will get back to Sammy after the show, after I do a little bit more digging into why that is happening. But I'm probably just writing the rule wrong somewhere. All right. When adjusting the mini unique, shouldn't... So it won't always change right away. And the reason for that is maybe your lineups are actually so diversified out of the gate that the threshold hasn't been met yet. So this is one of the changes. This is like one of the most prominent things I've noticed since we made the contest sim update in August, was that you could actually increase min uniques to like four or five without seeing a change. And that means that your top, whatever lineups you're viewing, are that much different already. So the example here would be that, you know, I'm going to go and create a custom contest sim. And then go back to my build. I'm going to click run. And then once the contest sim finishes, we can update the aggregate metrics. And we're just waiting for the contest sim to finish. All right. So say I come in here, you know, sort by ROI. Go and update my metrics. All right, so I have two metrics, right? Average ROI, average projection. So let's say I'm viewing these 20 lineups, right? Top 20. Well, when I go from one to two, they slightly change, right? So maybe let's try a smaller number. Let's try like three lineups. So at three, average ROI is 106.8, average projection 138.31. Okay, those changed. Let's try two lineups. Okay, all of these are so similar. I think because we're like, we love this Geno Smith stack. So let's try this differently. Let's try with 5,000 lineups. But basically the point is, until you reach a higher number. So maybe four uniques, maybe five uniques, right? I've seen that plenty of times. So I'm trying to show an example of that. So I think I need to build 5,000 lineups to give us, you know, more lineups to test with. So let's do that. And reminder, while we are here waiting for this build to finish, we have our build review show at 5 p.m. Eastern, about 40 minutes away. If anybody wants to sign up, all you got to do is drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server, and I will add you to the queue. I believe you only have one person a day, so we could use a couple extra names. So if anybody wants to volunteer, that'd be awesome. All right, lineups are loading. Gonna run the contest, Sam. Let's try this one more time. Almost done. All right, contest sim is finished. Go to our bot. Get our aggregate metric back. All right, so let's try this with 20. Okay, so here, it actually did it, right? So we have 5,000 lineups. We just needed more lineups to be able to do this. But basically, our at 20 lineups, at one unique, average projection, 136.64. Average ROI, 78.6. I up it to two uniques. The SaberSim, you know, checks the calculation. Realizes that, hey, all the top 20 lineups are actually have two players different, and then the numbers don't change, right? And then we go to three. And then now that it slightly changed, right? It went from like 136.34 to 136.37. And then we can even go check, right? We scroll down to the bottom here. So we skip one lineup. So getting to three uniques took us getting rid of one lineup here, and then we skip lineup 17 and we go to lineup 21. So it just depends how diverse this set of lineups is, but I did want to show that on. So that is correct. So basically what direct fill does differently is that if you click this list and you have a, you know, I could actually show this. Because I did a demo for Owner's Box. I have a few entries in here. So you'll see here that I have three contests, right? And let's assume that I have three contest sims. So when all three contests are selected in direct fill, we are taking the average ROI of all the contests. So say the first one is, you know, 30% ROI. The second one is 60% ROI, and the third one is 90%. Well, the score that we're going to use is the middle of the three, right? We're going to average them out. So we're going to add up all three, divide by three, and then the number that is returned, which in this case would be 60, would be the ROI that we use to rank all of the lineups, and then they get filled accordingly. So that's when they're all selected. In autofill, what we do is, you know, if I go to autofill, I could show this. So by using ROI, what we effectively do when you click save and then it starts spinning and, you know, it's like thinking and you're waiting, right? What's happening is we are unchecking all the contests, checking the top one. We are filling that contest based on its specific contest sim ROI. We're moving those lineups from the pool, going to the next contest, resorting the lineups, filling the lineups, taking those lineups out, and then rinse and repeat for as many contests as you have. So autofill will make sure you get the best contest, best lineups for that specific contest based on ROI. All right, next question. Can you just review again ideal slash most positive EV ordering of contests in autofill before filling, ranked by contest entry fee or by total prize pool, or depends on type slash size of contest? I asked because I binked a contest in last night's showdown, humble brag, but sadly it was in my lowest valued contest. Good question. I prefer to do this based on prize pool, but it's hard to say, right? Because, like, you know, take the $3.20 max, for example, in like last night's showdown. You know, the $3.20 max is a massive contest, right? It has like just as many, if not more, entries than the Millie Maker does. And it's like 40K to first, right? But it's only $60 to enter, right? And then maybe you're like playing a $100 single entry where, you know, maybe the price to first is like 10K, but the entry fee is higher, right? So typically what I recommend doing, and actually I can't do this here on Owner's Box, but I'll like go to a slate where I could do it, right? So I think I had some entries for like Monday to Thursday. Let's go to a build with lineups. So typically the way I will do this is I will just first sort by prize pool, and then I would come in here and make any manual adjustments I want to, right? So like maybe, you know, okay, I have like the $5 and like this $12 where I have one entry in both. Well, starting with prize pool and then making any manual adjustments you see fit, right? Like, okay, hey, you know, the $1 first down, I have 20 entries, but then in this $3, I have 10. Maybe, you know, I want to go by entry fee for that one. Like, I don't know, right? So that could be something you do, but just sort by prize pool, make any manual adjustments you see fit is basically the answer. All right. We answered that one. Next question from the live YouTube chat from Cheston. Question about the new Saber Sim. Sometimes the aggregate measurements don't show up. I play on FanDuel. First thing you got to do is they usually won't show up right away once your lineup's finished. You got to make sure you're running that contest sim. And then sometimes if you have like an old ROI one, you got to go and update it for the new contest sim that you ran. So when I go to this build, I go to the aggregate metrics. Looks like they just haven't loaded yet. Sometimes the ROI can get like out of whack. So first off, make sure you run the contest sim. Second off, what you can always do is you can come in here, delete it, and then just recreate the average ROI, and then you should be all set. So those would be my troubleshooting tips there. All right. Miami said, curious, when saving the contest on autofill, I've been changing the rank by to each contest ROI, but have noted several office hours videos where it seems that the simple blended ROI is used. So good clarification question. So let's go back to this owner's box one. So this one on top, this is not blended. This is a quick way to change the rank buys for all of the contests. So this does not blend them together. What blends them together is the filling process. So the ROIs only get blended in direct fill because it is treating all of the contests as a group. In autofill, it is going through and unchecking them all, checking one, filling it, checking the next one, filling it, checking the next one, filling it one at a time. So this mass rank by method is a quick way of changing all of your contests at once. But that is the same thing as coming in here saying, okay, I'm going to go and find, you know, the NFL quarterback ROI. And then the third contest is contest sim 3 ROI, right? This is the same exact thing as doing it from the top here. So Good clarification question. All right, next question. Can you please explain min, average, max destination ROI, and when/why to choose those metrics to look at? These are just our default metrics that we have here. So destination just refers to the contest in question. So it's based on your contest sims, right, and based on your entry file. So wherever you're filling your contests, like if you have a group of contests, it's going to average those out. So all it's showing you is the highest ROI. So max, you know, ROI. What do we say? Max ROI, average ROI, minimum ROI. So this is just showing you kind of like a range, and I don't have this contest sim results here, but it's the highest ROI in your set of lineups, the average ROI in your set of lineups, and then the lowest ROI in your set of lineups. So if you find that helpful, great. If you don't, you have the ability to change it by clicking the gear icon. I personally only use two unless it's showdown. So I use average ROI, average projection. Might throw in average salary if it's showdown. So those are the ones that I find valuable, but there's nothing to say that these aren't valuable as well. All right. Why are the Sims giving so many Geno stacks this week with little diversification? It was similar last week with the Ram stacks. What is the best way to add more diversification in those instances? One of the best things that you can do to add diversification, come into the gear icon, up the Sim diversity. So this is going to make the builder use smaller buckets of sims when we go to build your lineups. And the lower the slider, the more sims we use. So if Geno grades out in a big number of them, then, you know, the lower sim diversity, the more and more he's going to show up. So if you increase it, you kind of get the opposite effect. So that can help out. You can also set a max exposure before the build. You know, maybe you want to come into quarterbacks and just say, hey, I'm going to cap Geno and every quarterback at a certain number. That can help as well. So there's a couple different ways to get the opposite result. All right. Deshaun said, are you okay with playing QB plus four stacks in NFL DFS, or do you just uncheck anything higher than QB plus three? I don't uncheck anything. I would be totally cool with it. So, like, let's see what's in this 5K build. There's a couple QB plus fours. You know, we see like 1.4%, maybe like 2% total, like QB plus fours or greater, or some combination of like QB plus four with the bring back. So I'd say the only thing I'd be concerned about is like, okay, it's okay for me to have like a couple of these, right? Maybe one, maybe two. But if like this 1% pool exposed stack is showing up in, you know, 20% of my lineups, then I might try and dial it back a little bit just because I think it's being hyper aggressive. But other than that, I'm not Xing anything out. And if it is coming up good enough in the Sims, then I'm cool playing it. Because I mean, think about it. Like, think about what, you know, let's take like the Millie Maker, for example. You know, you're trying to turn $20 into $1 million. You know, I don't think people understand like how long those odds are. Like that is a, I don't know, plus 500,000 bet, if I'm right, you know. Let's see. Let me just like Google this. American odds to win or something like that. It's like odds converter. Or be like 20 to win 1 million American odds. So the bet amount, 20 American odds, 50, 1, 2, 3, no, 500,000, 5 million, right? So imagine like, you know, I'm sure people in like the DFS ecosystem are like familiar with like sports bets, right? So imagine that's like effectively what you're trying to do on like a $20 entry into like the 150 max. You're trying to hit like a plus $5 million straight bet, like in a sense, right? So to play a lineup, to play a stack type that comes up, you know, 1.4% of the times in our sims, to me is like not a big deal at all. I would play it. You know, it's you know, it's coming up 1% of the time, right? Like, and I'm trying to hit this outcome that is so incredibly rare. Even if I had 150 lineups, right? If I had 150 lineups, it's like 3,000, right? So then, you know, let's say 3,000, and then, you know, this obviously like comes down a couple. Now it's like it's closer to like plus 45,000 or 40,000 or something like that. Let's see, 33,000. Yeah, it's like closer to like plus 33,000 now. But then that's still like a huge dog, right? So playing like stacks that are coming up like 1% owned, 1%, you know, exposed in the Sims is like totally cool with me. You know, I'd take those odds against, you know, what the odds of, you know, winning with one entry is, right? So that's the way I like to think about it. All right. Taking a peek back to Discord. One more question here. From Bulldog. Let's get this one in the queue. Question says, maybe an offshoot, a Great White Sharks question. If I'm sorting my lineups by build ROI, my build simmed against itself, and then I use autofill a saber sim, respecting my sorting method when filling contests, or is it ignoring the build ROI and filling contests purely based on the sim ROI for the contest? Okay, good question. So it is going to go off of whatever is in the rank by column. And then if you override this, we will not change it. So for instance, let's say that I use ROI, and then for this top one, maybe I go in and I use 95th percentile, right? Now let's change this from ROI to projected score. Notice that it changes the contest to projected score for only the ones that I have not manually altered. I would have to click the reset in the rank by column header to get that one to change. So once you make a manual change in the rank by column, we will not further override that, no matter what we change it to. So whatever is listed here in this column is what we use to fill the lineups. All right. Looks like those were all the questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Got the Build Review Show going live in about 24 minutes here. So still time to sign up. If you guys want to sign up, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. And until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.